Last year, the New York Times reminded us that Atlanta is a great food town. We've known that for quite a while. And now, the Atlanta History Center is taking us back even further into our foodie history. My guest is Jessica Rast Van Landyte, the Deputy Mission Officer at the Atlanta History Center. And this Sunday, the History Center is kicking off a series of events called Hidden Midtown, starting with food. Welcome, Jessica.
Thank you, Lois.
So first off, what are these Hidden Midtown events? There's a scavenger hunt?
This is a series of scavenger hunt events and parties that really kind of show the evolution of Midtown Atlanta history through different themes. So we're going to pick a different theme for each program and really focus on how the history is grown from there.
Why focus on Midtown?
Our Margaret Mitchell House is our Midtown campus. The Atlanta History Center has two campuses. We are in Buckhead and then in Midtown. And we have the Margaret Mitchell House, the birthplace of Gone with the Wind. We have this great campus, and we are in the heart of Midtown. We are at 10th and Peachtree. So we've got a great area from which to start talking about the various cultural aspects, the various historical points of this great neighborhood.
And we must remind our listeners that at one point, Midtown in the 1960s and 70s was the center of counterculture in Atlanta. When we think of foodies today, do we think that kind of person lived in Midtown back then?
This was the Strip is what part of Midtown was called at this point, and it was self-proclaimed hippie culture from Piedmont Park up 10th Street to our address, 10th and Peachtree Street. And you've got this kind of birthplace of counterculture within Atlanta. You've got a place where people feel like they can be a little more free outside of more conservative areas of the city. And this really kind of gave rise to almost a multiculturalism in Midtown with a little bit of an early Buford Highway type district with lots of different types of cuisine not often seen in Atlanta.
So it was very inclusive, very embracing in its attitude and for whatever criticism there was about drug use and alternative lifestyle. In some ways, things resonated. Things resonate today that were already evident then. For example, I'm thinking people focusing on organic or local food back then.
Absolutely. We have the great example of 1972, the Hare Krishna Festival, in which they had these stands. It was in Piedmont Park, and they had these long food stands of all of this kind of locally grown fresh produce that you could purchase while at the festival.
Imagine urban food, urban produce. Well, what about the diversity in terms of the food consumption?
Well, in this program particularly, we didn't want to think just about food and restaurants. We wanted to think about all types of consumption. So not only are we focusing on the various restaurants that were in this neighborhood, we're thinking about what people are eating in their homes, how they are eating it. So we've got LGBT history, the gay and lesbian culture, these great supper clubs that were happening in people's homes all up and down 10th Street.
Well, tell us something about that.
Well, there were not as many places for people to go, LGBT, gay and lesbian Atlantans, to go out in public. So there were these great supper clubs. And
because they would be harassed?
Because they would be harassed, because they didn't feel comfortable being out in a setting. They may be not out of the closet yet. And so they could gather with friends. They could gather with people who were like them and have these great evenings of food and wine and fun.
And there are records of that?
We've got photographs. We've got oral histories of all types. And this is really what we bring to the table as the Atlanta History Center, is a collecting institution. We've got archival photos that we're sharing. We've got oral histories We've got these great firsthand accounts of all of these stories and things that are happening to build this culture and this place that we think of today.
Very rich. What were some of the hot spots to go for food in Midtown?
Well, we've got a number over the years. Really, Midtown, this 10th Street in the 1920s, is the shopping district. If we think of Atlanta today, we think of going to Lenox Square, Phipps to go shopping. But in the 20s, 10th Street is where it was. These were the great shops. There was great food along here, and it stays this shopping district up until about the 1960s when Lenox Square opens and takes some of that retail away. But think about going to lunch, ladies' lunch. Think about going while you're shopping and picking things up. American Lunch was right there on 10th Street, and it's one of the few buildings in that neighborhood that's still standing. And as we progress on the scavenger hunt, you're getting to see this urban landscape of these hot spots then and hot spots today. Down at the very end of our walk is Woody's Cheesesteaks. At the very end of 10th Street. It's been there since 1975. It's its own institution. And they're going to be a great part of this event as well.
My goodness. If you're just joining us, you're listening to City Lights on WABE, Atlanta's choice for NPR. I'm speaking with Jessica Rast Van Landite, the Deputy Missions Officer at the Atlanta History Center. We're talking about their new series of events called Hidden Midtown. So, Midtown is also particularly interesting now because of development. There are a lot of luxury apartments, some gorgeous skyscrapers. It's an entirely new landscape from that which you're exploring in the 60s and 70s. It's hard to think that a lot of these restaurants of the past have survived. You mentioned American Kitchen.
American Lunch.
American Lunch. And Woody's. Has anything else survived?
Well, the buildings in some cases are still there. And sometimes it's that the restaurants would move around to different locations. We've got Chagio's was a Vietnamese restaurant. It's no longer open, but I have three photographs of it in different positions just within about a block and a half.
I remember when my husband and I moved here in the late 70s, that was one of the first restaurants where we dined, and Vietnamese food, it was very exotic for that time. It was wonderful. What about food festivals? We're in the midst of festival season, so were food or beer fest popular way back when?
I'm not so sure as much about the festivals. I can tell you one aspect of this is we're really focusing on the wining and dining of Midtown, and so we've included some of the really great clubs and bars of the time. One of the kind of favorites. My favorite tagline, the Stein Club, was just down Peachtree Street, and they called themselves Atlanta's highest IQ bar.
Oh my, how unpretentious. But that was, I think, a favorite hangout for newspaper reporters.
It was,
for journalists.
Right. The Great Speckled Berg is coming out of a lot of this culture at the time.
Exactly.
Jessica,
Hidden Midtown reminds me of other events like Party with the Past. Why does the Atlanta History Center think it's important to sponsor these events?
Our mission is to connect people, history, and culture. That's really broad. But what we want for Atlantans to see is that history is not just in the museum. History is where you live. History is your neighborhood. History is around you all of the time. So we want to connect Atlantans in particular and Midtown, the residents of Midtown, with the luxury high rises and the new construction with the past and show the evolution and how this great neighborhood came to be. So everything around you, we want you to see as a story that connects to you.
Mm. Are there any other topics you'll explore in the Hidden Midtown series in the minute we have left?
We've got coming up in June, we're going to be talking about arts in Midtown, which
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
you will have a good bit to talk about, fortunately. Jessica Rast Van Landite is the Deputy Mission Officer at the Atlanta History Center. Hidden Midtown Foodies Edition kicks off this Sunday at 4 p.m. at the Margaret Mitchell House. Jessica, thank you.
Thank you.